Coming up on episode number 817, it's time for a sequel to the first Cars cover story, episode 419. A lot of great Cars music has come out since. Plus, they are just one of my favorite bands, and any chance I get to play the Cars, I'm happy about. So, you're going to hear some covers of their hits, maybe a couple deep tracks, and a cover by the band. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, November 10th, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville tonight. The Cars, Rick Ocasek, Ben Orr, and the rest of the guys. I saw the current lineup of the Cars. I guess really the current lineup of the Cars is Rick Ocasek, Greg Hawkes, Elliot Easton, just sadly without Benjamin Orr, who passed away several years ago. I got to see him solo. I'm telling you, the Cars, one of my favorite groups. Love these guys and love playing covers of them. Why don't we get into it? Now, this is probably the newest one of the bunch, the newest tune of the bunch. Certainly one of the two newest ones of the bunch. This one just came out on the Cars 2 soundtrack this year. Haven't seen the movie. Wasn't a huge fan of the first Cars movie as far as Pixar movies go. It's my least favorite. Sorry, just not into that whole NASCAR thing. But I love the soundtrack, and I love this track off of it. Here is Weezer with their cover of You Might Think.
Kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Yeah. I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, and it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you hanging out.
Is one of my favorite performers right there, Jason Faulkner from the excellent Cars tribute album, Substitution Mass Confusion from 2004. Fantastic cover there of Touch and Go. You know, the combination of one of my favorite artists covering one of my favorite bands, it's just one of those magical things that I love. Before that, the Brown Derbies. Yeah, a little a cappella for you from their 2007 album, We Deliver. That's their cover of Just What I Needed. Frankenstein 3000 was right before them with Bye Bye Love. That's from their album from last year called They'll Be Waking Up Soon. And brand new from the Cars 2 soundtrack, Weezer, with their cover of You Might Think. Coverville today is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Audio Engine's innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your audio. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. Let's talk about their wireless product, the Audio Engine W1. Now, this is the premium wireless audio adapter. Play all your music wirelessly from any audio device or computer to your Audio Engine-powered speakers, your stereo receiver, or even your powered subwoofer. AW1 provides CD-quality stereo sound with no reduction in audio quality. When you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, that's COVERTEN, and you'll receive 10% off your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. Well, one thing you don't hear very often is a cover performed by the Cars. They did Fun Time by Iggy Pop, and I played that, I believe, on the Iggy Pop cover story. Here's one more, though. That I've got by them. This you can only find, as far as I know, on their anthology that came out in 1995 called Just What I Needed. It's a cover of the Nightcrawlers song, The Little Black Egg.
Thank you.
Let's Go, part of the Rubaiyat, Elektra's 40th anniversary album that came out, wow, way back like 21 years ago. 1990, that album came out. Ernie Isley, yes, of the Isley Brothers, doing a cover there of The Cars' Let's Go. Before that, Out from the album Newer Wave with a cover of Candio. Drive was right before that by the Deftones from their 2006 album Saturday Night Wrist. Really cool album. I love the Deftones too, man. They are a lot of fun. And one of those rare covers by the Cars. That one, Little Black Egg, originally by the Nightcrawlers, covered very famously by Lenya Lovitch, I believe. A really cool version by Lenya Lovitch. And a really cool version right there by the Cars. You'll find that on that that sparkly anthology album, Just What I Needed. 3-disc set, 4-disc set that came out in 1995. Great place to start if you don't have any Cars on CD. Pick that up and you'll have a lot of Cars on CD. Coverville tonight is also brought to you by TuneUp, the number one plugin for iTunes. Over 1.8 billion songs that they've managed to work their magic on, whether it's putting album art or finding the missing information on it, whatever. It's really cool. It'll put the missing information on there. If you're missing cover art in your library, in your iTunes library, this will find the art and put it on there for you so that as you're listening to music on your iPhone, your iPod Touch, whatever, you'll actually see the right album art. Another really cool thing is it'll find duplicates. So if you've got a lot of the same song in your library, this will find them and ask you, hey, do you want to delete this? You've got one copy here and one copy there. And it's smart enough to know things like acoustic versions and live versions and alternate mixes and things like that. Really, really slick. And it connects you to the Tooniverse, letting you know about the concerts and artist bios for the music that is in your system. Right now, you can get 20% off TuneUp just by going to Coverville, clicking on the link for TuneUp that you'll find in the show notes to this episode right here. And that'll take you to the TuneUp site. Enter the promo code FW2011, and that'll get you 20% off your purchase of TuneUp. TuneUp Media, check them out. Let's get to the last set of music here, and we're going to start with a cover by Kid Lightning. Now, they recorded this for the Intercontinental Pop Exchange, number 6. This is such a cool album. Comes out every year. Sometimes the International Pop Exchange, sometimes Intercontinental Pop Exchange, but tons of great music on here. Tons of great power pop acts, including Kid Lightning. This is a cover of The Cars' I'm Not the One. Enjoy this.
That you'll be shooting for. I'm not the one who's coming back for more.
Always dancing down the street, with her suede blue eyes. And every new boy that she meets, well, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing neath the starry sky. Ooh, she make you feel.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing neath the starry sky. Your nuclear boots and your drip dry gloves, and when you bite your lip, it's some reaction to love.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing neath the starry sky. Yeah, she'll make you feel.
Here she comes again
and she's dancing neath the starry sky.
Here she comes.
I kinda like the way I like the way she dances. But she's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl. And she used to be mine. She's so fine.
Fly through a window. It's so easy to fly. stares me in the mirror. She never leaves on the light. And some things that I've said to her, they just don't seem to bite. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. She tricks me into thinking that I can't believe my eyes, that I wait for her forever, but she never does arrive. It's all mixed up. All mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. She said, leave it to me. Everything will be alright. She's always out making scenes. She is always out the window when it comes to making dreams. It's all mixed up. It's all. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up.
the Red House Painters with their cover of All Mixed Up that comes from an album called Songs for a Blue Guitar. Just gorgeous. Such a powerful emotion in that version of All Mixed Up. Before that, Pop Squad Presents 1978 was the album Tangerine and their cover of Moving in Stereo. It's hard to hear that song and not think of Phoebe Cates and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Those two, the song and the movie, are just so synonymous. My Best Friend's Girl, right before that. Now, this comes from an album called Cars by Chris Delmhurst. It came out with an entire album, all Cars covers, and all in that great style, very, very unique style. Really, really good album. I love this album. Just came out this year, and it's been a permanent fixture in my iTunes playlists as far as things that I've been listening to and enjoying. My Best Friend's Girl by Chris Delmhurst from her album Cars. And we start off the set with Kid Lightning from the Intercontinental Pop Exchange number 6 from 2004 with a cover of I'm Not the One. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. That's going to do it for this week, too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And by the way, thanks for your support for getting Coverville up there to win the podcast award for Best Music Podcast for this year. I got to do some work and change the website to put that up there and promote it. But I wanted to get a thank you out to you first for all your support and all your votes and involvement. Really couldn't do the show without you. It gets said a lot, but I want you to know that it's not just an empty set of phrases that podcasters say at the end of their show. We mean it. We thank you for your support, and couldn't do things without you. Couldn't do this without you. We'll be back next week with more and more fun for Coverville. Oh, we've got something really cool planned for next week. You'll stick around and listen for that. Of course, the 24-hour Coverthon is going to be coming up on the 25th. So we're going to be taking sponsorships. If you have a company and you want to sponsor an hour, let me know. I haven't put anything official up about this, but of course, half the proceeds for that event, all the donations, half the donations and the sponsorships, all that stuff is going to go to Alzheimer's. We're going to split it between Coverville and Alzheimer's just to cover show costs and things like that for another year. But we're also going to donate half of what we get to Alzheimer's, just like we did last year. Last we raised $4,000. It's really, really good for Alzheimer's. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y. Cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check them out by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find audio programming so good, it's going to drive you home tonight.
Frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.